Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.
This is Parashat Vayishlach, and I'm Leah Leibowitz. Parashat Vayishlach marks the conclusion of the bitter feud between Jacob and Esau. After much anxiety and one long night's journey into transcendence, during which Jacob wrestles with an angel representing his brother's spirit, the two estranged siblings meet, hug, and go their separate ways. It's far from a Hollywood ending. Penitent and fearful, Jacob seeks to appease his brother with gifts, putting together a generous offering of assorted beasts. All those camels and goats, he hopes, would make everything right between them. It's a thoroughly modern approach, throwing money or cattle at the problem and hoping that bounty would smooth over even the hilliest of emotional terrains. In putting together his gift, it doesn't occur to Jacob that his brother, who he knows had, since their last parting, grown wealthy and powerful, might have no use for all these animals. Jacob isn't thinking rationally. He just wants the problem to go away. And, much to Jacob's relief, when he finally does meet his brother, they meet amicably. Esau ran toward him and embraced him, and he fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Esau's willingness to reconcile, however, seems to have nothing to do with Jacob's excessive gifts, as he initially turns them down. Jacob's gifts and Esau's response might offer some insight to anyone concerned with addressing global hunger, a problem of enormous magnitude affecting nearly 1 billion people around the world. Put simply, anyone thinking seriously about combating hunger may want to consider the lessons from Parashat Vayishlach, namely the idea that gifts are sometimes motivated by self-interest rather than sheer altruism, aren't always in the best interest of the recipient, and lack consideration for the reality of the conditions on the ground. While not exactly gifts per se, emergency food shipments to nations in need often end up causing more damage than good. Take Haiti, for example, a nation which used to produce nearly half of all the rice it consumed. Following decades of damaging free trade agreements and in-kind food aid, and the delivery of 15,000 tons of American rice after the 2010 earthquake, the nation's agricultural economy has been decimated, with local farmers unable to compete with the massive shipments of free grain flooding the island. Thanks to all these gifts, Haiti now imports 80% of the rice its population consumes. While shipments of food may be needed in the immediate aftermath of emergencies, our government's policy of always sending American food rather than cash to buy food from local farmers foments a vicious cycle that often brings about disastrous outcomes. An American food policy, effective as it sometimes is in providing immediate relief to those who need it most, is often responsible for devastating long-term repercussions, such as the rice shortage currently plaguing Haiti. Parashat Vayishlach offers us a simple solution. Give gifts that will strengthen and build relationships, rather than throwing money and resources at the problem without consideration for how to solve it in the long term. Rather than send American food to places like Haiti, we should seek to purchase food from locally grown sources whenever possible, or to provide cash vouchers that allow people to buy food that is available but often too expensive during moments of crisis. Solutions such as these work simultaneously to relieve hunger and bolster the local economy and food security. American Jewish World Service is circulating a petition along these lines, calling on Congress to amend the 2012 Farm Bill, and make sure we provide long-term solutions that address both hunger and poverty with respect, consideration, and clear-mindedness. We should all sign it. We owe Jacob and Esau as much. Help American Jewish World Service reach 10,000 signatures by New Year's. Sign the Jewish Petition for a Just Farm Bill at www.ajws.org/reversehunger.